Escape. The Bush Rangers of Australia ranged in type from depraved desperadoes to those who affected the generosity and courtesy of Robin Hood. Among the more brutal gangs must be counted the Keegans. On a fine summer's evening, John Whitehead, a squatter in the Crookwell district, was sitting on the veranda of his homestead with his wife.
What a beautiful sunset, John.
Yes, my dear.
On an evening like this, it's difficult to believe in the existence of crime and violence.
I'm afraid there always will be crime and violence while there are men like the Keegans.
Thank heavens they're over on the other side of the ranges. I never felt safe while they were in our district.
They've never interfered with us. I heard today that the reward on their heads has been increased to £1,000.
Oh, excuse me, Mum.
Yes, what is it, Elsie?
I've put the children to bed, but Master Tom wants to say good night to you.
I'll be there in a minute. Who are those men riding up the paddock, John?
I don't know.
John, they look like... Do you think it could be...
Yes, my dear. I'm afraid you're right.
Even and all, bail up. Keep sitting right where you are, Mr. Whitehead.
Who are you? What do you want?
We're the Keegans, Mrs. But there won't be no trouble unless you make it yourselves. Joe.
Yes, Tom?
Go around the back and pick out the four best horses.
How dare you steal my horses?
Go and get them, Joe.
All right, Tom.
I want your horses, Mr. Whitehead, because the police are hot on our track.
I hope they catch you.
John, please.
You do as your missus says and keep your mouth shut, Whitehead. When I leave here, forget you've seen me.
Forget I've seen you?
Yes, when the police ask if I've been here.
I've got the horses, Tom. Four beauties.
All right, Joe. Come on, Al. Now, Mr. Whitehead, don't you forget what I said about the police. Good night, here's all.
Wait a minute, dear. Which way are they going? They're going round behind the Bald-Headed Hill.
If they do that, Mr. Whitehead, they'll be able to double back on their tracks.
Yes, that's their game. The police must be after them. They'll get back to the road on the Berrima side of the police.
And then they'll make for the Macquarie Rangers.
Yes. I'll get my horse and meet the troopers.
Oh, John, don't do that.
If I warn them in time, they'll be able to double back, too. They'll catch the Keegans in an ambush.
John, the Keegans will kill you.
No, they won't, my dear. They'll be captured.
Remember what they did to the Henrys for informing?
Sorry, I can't wait any longer.
If you won't think of yourself, think of me and the children.
I'm sorry, my dear. But I know my duty as a citizen, and I'm going to do it.
Oh, Elsie, it's daylight, and still there's no sign of the master.
Oh, never mind, Mum. He'll be all right. No harm can come to Molly's with the police.
I wish I felt sure of that. Elsie, I can hear someone riding up.
Oh, there he is, Mum. Coming around the corner of the paddock.
Yes, it's the master. He's safe.
Oh, I'll go look after the children, Mum.
Are you all right, John?
Of course I'm all right.
You look as though you've been up all night.
We have, Elsie and I, both of us.
Oh, you poor darling. Were you worried about me?
Mm.
I've been with the police all night.
Did you see the Keegans?
We nearly ambushed them, but they got away.
Was anyone hurt?
They shot one of the troopers.
Did they see you, John?
I'm afraid so.
Oh. You won't be safe now.
Rot. Do you think I'll let myself be frightened by a pack of cowardly bush rangers? What do you say to some breakfast, old girl? I'm so hungry I could eat a horse. Well, my dear, it's a month now since I helped the police.
I know, John.
Thank God you've given up making me carry a gun every time I leave the homestead.
Just a minute, John. Elsie? Elsie?
Come in, Mum.
I wonder, would you see if you can find my bracelet?
Yes, where is it?
I left it down by the creek this afternoon when I was playing with the children.
Whereabouts, Mrs. Whitehead?
I think you'll find it under the big willow tree. You'll have light enough to see. It's not more than a quarter of a mile away.
All right, Mum, I'll go at once.
Thank you, Elsie. It's all very well for you to laugh about the Keegans, John, but you don't know what a night I passed. Expecting any minute to hear that you were dead.
I'm sorry for laughing at you, my dear. But it was my duty as a citizen.
Don't forget you have a wife and children.
I remembered that when I thought of the reward. It's getting dark.
John, look. Four horsemen. You can just see them.
It's the Keegans. You go inside and get the children. Make them lie down on the floor.
What are you going to do?
Get my gun.
Oh, John, don't. Hadn't you better surrender peaceably?
Get along, my dear, and look after those children.
I've got the children to lie down, John.
Then go and lie down with them.
John Whitehead, I call on you to surrender.
I won't surrender. I hit one of them, Susan.
Bring down! Surround the house!
Oh, John, I wish you hadn't hit him.
I'll beat the brutes off. Missed. When the stockmen hear the firing, they'll come up to the homestead and rescue us.
I never heard yet of station hands coming to the rescue of their boss, not against bush rangers.
Curse it. Missed him again. It's getting too dark for good shooting.
They're very quiet, John. They're not firing anymore.
Don't look round, Whitehead. Drop your rifle.
It's Keegan. He got in the back way.
You can turn round now, Whitehead, but keep your hands up. Is that you, Joe?
Yes, Tom. We've locked all the men in one of the back rooms.
Good.
I'll go and have a look at Dick.
Right. Now, Whitehead, I'll give you just 5 minutes to say your prayers.
You're not going to kill my husband, are you?
Yes, missus. But if you keep your mouth shut, no harm will come to you.
I was only doing my duty, Keegan, when I informed the police.
All dirty informers deserve to be shot. But I wasn't going to kill you when we came here.
Then why did you say...
We was just going to burn your house down to teach a lesson. But you shot my brother, Dick.
He was trying to shoot me. It was self-defense.
Look here. If I shoot a trooper that's out to get me, that ain't self-defense. Not in the eyes of the law. It's murder. And as far as I'm concerned, it was murder when you shot my brother. You better go into the next room, missus.
Why?
Your husband's 5 minutes is up now.
Oh, you can't.
Hey,
you mustn't.
Tom.
What is it?
Dick ain't dead.
What?
He's still breathing.
Did you put him on the veranda?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to have a look at him. Go. Keep watch over Whitehead and his missus. Right, Joe. He's still alive.
Good.
You go and look after him while I settle with Whitehead.
All right, Tom.
Is Bob watching the hands in the back room?
Yes.
You won't kill my husband now that you've found your brother's alive, will you?
It ain't your husband's fault he's alive.
Think of our children. 3 little children.
All right. I'll tell you what I'll do.
What?
If my brother lives, I'll just burn the homestead down.
Oh, thank you.
But if he dies, you're for it, Whitehead. We'll know by morning whether he'll live or not. He's shot through the lungs. Joe.
Yeah?
As soon as you can leave, Dick, get some tucker ready.
Righto, Tom.
There's still Elsie, John.
Where is she?
Don't you remember? She went down to the creek for my bracelet. She must have heard the firing.
Yes. What good will that do? It's 30 miles to the nearest police.
She can get a horse at Easton's halfway. She ought to be able to get the police here by dawn.
But what if the man doesn't live until dawn? Besides, they may have captured her for all we know.
They haven't said anything about it.
Hey, you, stop that chattering there. Keep your hands on the table, both of you, and sit up straight.
It's nearly daylight, John.
You poor darling. What a night you've had.
I don't care what happens to me, so long as you're all right. I wish I knew if Elsie got away.
Here comes Joe Keegan.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah?
He's thinking fast.
You stay with the prisoners while I have a look at him.
Right, Joe, Tom. I'll look after him. How is he, Tom?
He's dead.
Are you going to shoot Whitehead now?
Yeah. You go and watch on that veranda.
Righto, Tom. Only be quick.
You can go into the other room if you like, missus.
Oh, please. You can't kill my husband. It was fair fight.
You know what I think about that.
But his children and me, we'll give you all the money we have.
All the money in the world won't bring my brother back. Now, Whitehead, you've had all night to say your prayers. Missus, if you don't get into the next room...
Oh, there are troopers coming around the bend.
What?
Troopers! Police!
Quick! Jump on Keegan while he's looking the other way.
Yes. Got him!
Pull him over, John! Pull him over! Not him!
Darling, what did you do?
Hit him with the poker.
You saved my life. You watch this fellow. I'll go after Joe.
You needn't go after Joe, Mr. Whitehead.
Sergeant Gray!
We've got Joe and the fellow out the back. Looks to me as though you're going to collect a pretty good reward for your night's work, Mr. Whitehead.
Thank you. And so, through the loyalty of his servant Elsie, who fetched the police, and the devotion of his wife, who persuaded the bushrangers to delay killing him, John Whitehead not only escaped death, but gained a large reward into the bargain. A fitting end to the story of a man so intrepid and determined as he.